Hello, heroes, and welcome to the 77th episode of Campaign. I'm Kat Cool, your host and game master. Before we get started, first, let me tell you about Cards Against Humanity. They asked us not to read an ad. Enjoy! Next, many of you know that James, Johnny, and I sometimes co-host a Star Wars discussion podcast called Never Tell Me the Pods with our good friend Pranks. Never Tell Me the Pods recently launched a Patreon to help with some of its upkeep costs as it's grown. So, if you listen to the show and like what we do over there, we could really use your support so we can continue growing. Now, James and I would like to thank some of our outstanding Patreon backers.
All right, Beth, we're going to go out on a limb here and say thank you, Beth Zieglovix.
Thank you so much, Beth.
Matt Lee, thank you. That's nice, wizard.
Yeah. Hi, Matt. Thomas Swingler, thank you.
Ian Fassel, thank you.
Josh Mackin, thank you.
Cody, thank you.
Thanks, Cody. Matthew Koberlin, thank you.
David Silverstein, thank you.
Rob Smith, thank you.
Livy and Ashley Watkinson, thank you.
Oh, Livy and Ashley, thank you guys so much. They're good.
They are good.
They're very good. Livy manages the Never Tell Me the Pods Facebook.
What? That's not pranks?
I think he does portions of it, but she does all the little write-ups and stuff.
Man, I need somebody to do that for me.
You're the worst.
The Never the Tell Me the Pods Facebook is objectively better than the One Shot Facebook. Not a single person listening to this right now will disagree.
Right, because Livy's the best.
And now, a long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away.
Acquisition! The crew of the Minok has finally managed to procure a new limb for Lenik. But now they are faced with the most difficult task they have ever faced together. They must leave the Bounty Hunters Intergalactic Kidnapping and Killing Expo without making a scene.
We gotta go pick up this armor, and that could be tricky.
Why?
It's at the Sneak and Tubok booth.
What?
They were the only group with a forge that could melt Beskar.
Okay, well, we definitely can't go to the Sneak and Tubok group, which means we have to get someone to pick up that armor for us.
I could do...
No, you can't.
Wait,
you're with
Lynn,
us.
Lynn! Lynn!
What?
You could do it. They don't know you.
They don't know you.
Okay, I guess.
All you have to do is say, here's the money, we'll take the armor. I'll take the armor, not we, because
yeah,
you'll be alone.
Yeah, don't say we.
I'll send an email that I'm having you pick it up for me.
Wait.
Okay.
No, wait, hold on now. If you send that email, they'll know that it was for you.
They
already know that they're working with Oliver Queen.
Exactly, but Oliver Queen has been flagged and his identity is compromised. My thought is...
Do they know that?
They may know that, but my thought is this. Hear me out. They already made the armor. Right? That's
right.
Money they already spent. Now, they can't sell it to Oliver Queen because he's never coming back to it. But if some enterprising person saw the already made armor and put an offer on it...
Not going to work because the guy who made the armor gave Oliver Queen a deal.
What was the deal?
The deal was I had to spend the first day of bark dressed up like a BDSM sort of weird
Here's
armor.
The
Wait,
thing.
Didn't
designed.
I already have to do that?
Here's the thing. The guy is out a lot of money for making this armor. Oliver Queen's not coming back to get it. I feel like that's prime negotiating territory for making another deal.
He might not know that Oliver Queen has been flagged. Because
think...
this was a deal that we made with him.
Do you want to take that chance?
Yes.
That someone else at Sneak and Two Bikes booth doesn't see you there?
I think we take the chance, send Lynn. If it doesn't work, then we steal it.
All right, we're talking about two different things. That's the point that I was arguing.
What?
We send Lynn.
That's what I said from the beginning.
Great. Wasn't arguing with you.
So I'm just saying Zatham's there to pick up Oliver McQueen's armor.
Oliver Queen.
Right. Oliver McQueen.
You might get Oliver McQueen has four arms.
Oliver
and that would not
McQueen,
be good armor.
You know what? If that's up to you, Lynn, because you're the one who's going to be in grave danger. I wish I could make that choice for you. I'd always put you in grave danger. Not.
I think it's Grave Digger.
You're right. Grave Danger.
Grave Digger is who's here. Grave Danger is not.
Grave Danger is not here. But did you hear that Grave Danger went on a date with Grave Digger's ex-wife?
Oh, yeah. No. Why can't they just leave each other's wives alone?
It's part of the act, I think. They're all part of the act.
I hope it's part of the act.
Me too. I hope it is.
It feels like a shoot to me.
What's that?
It feels like a shoot.
Oh, absolutely.
Son. Baudo sees you because you guys were on his thing.
Oh, Baudo!
Hey, come over here.
I've got to go see a friend, guys. I'll be right back. He hustles up around to Otto's booth.
So I was feeling pretty bad about freaking out on you the other day.
Oh, no. It happens all the time.
So you said you were looking for a ship.
I mean, yeah, kind of. We're in a cramped situation right now.
Right. Again, I'm booked up for years. And
oh, of course. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm probably out of your guys' price range, quite frankly.
We would have to do some pretty severe criminal acts or go to a bank, which could be just as difficult.
Okay, what I was thinking, I know some people in different sectors, some pretty skilled people who are working outside of the Empire.
Well, if you've got a recommendation.
Right, so yeah, I was thinking, here, he hands you a card. If you have time and you're ever in the market, these three names. They're people who might want to work with you.
What are these three names, Kat?
Durka Mirsk? Uh-huh.
You know, I would have no idea if these were names that Kat was just making up or actual Star Wars names.
Barrix and Strel Frink.
Thank you. This is great. Well, have a good convention.
You too. He shakes your hand.
I shake his... What kind of thing is he?
He's an aqualish.
Hand. Okay, hand.
So you come back to the three of us? So the chance is that it's a trap that they already have set up.
It's a trap.
Or the guy is a legit merchant because he was working with Sneak and Two Bike, but sure. He's not like...
Yeah, he's just in their booth.
I'm not concerned with what this guy does. I'm concerned with prying eyes and prying ears.
I feel like if prying eyes are the concern, then having Lynn pick up the armor is the perfect solution.
Unless prying ears are the concern and someone hears Oliver McQueen...
Oliver Queen.
Great.
I've got it now. Now you're messed up.
Oliver Queen. And then they decide to follow Lynn because they think that they could follow
Well, if they
Queen.
Follow Lynn, then we'll just jump them.
Okay.
Okay.
Was there a confirmation number for this order? Because she could go up and say...
Well, I was just thinking of sending an email and saying, hey, I'm sending somebody to the booth just so you know who it is. We'll have them use this code name.
Is that riskier for some reason?
I don't know.
Would that be?
I literally don't know how on guard Sneak and Two Bike are. I mean, I think they're idiots. Real fools.
I agree.
Dupes. Gullible.
I say send the email.
Easy to blindsight.
Send the email. Lynn goes in. We get the armor. We get out. I get a hand. We get my son.
Already have your hand?
Well, I get it attached.
Yep. Gotta get it attached.
Gotta get it attached.
They gotta do the thing where they poke you with a needle on
each of your fingers.
And then close the door.
Have you guys seen this a lot? I haven't seen a lot of Lynn.
Yeah, it happens all the time.
Oh, yeah. Back when the rebellion was going strong. Oh, man, it would happen every other day.
And I, like a normal person, have never seen this happen.
Okay.
I'm sending the email, and you are going to be picking up armor for Linus.
Linus,
yes.
I predict that email has no less than 100 typos.
There's no way you would even be able to tell.
You would never be able to know.
Because I lost interest. He typed that with one hand.
Yeah, you can't type with one hand.
You have to. You walked into it.
Did I?
Slammed.
No.
Okay, I'm going to
go. Yeah, just go up and we'll watch.
Okay, see you soon.
Hate watching you leave.
Don't. No.
That's it. What?
See you.
I hate watching you leave.
The boys all go over to, like, the back of a booth, and they each stick their heads out stacked up on top of each
That's
other.
That's not suspicious.
Yep. It's not, as they watch Lynn walk up to Whistle Pete.
Does Lynn like us?
Who? I feel like she likes us.
Lynn.
Although we crossed the line
a lot. Oh, us. I know Lynn likes me.
I think of all of us, you're the least likely one that she likes.
Well, if that's true, though, if she does like him, then she's got to like
that
us.
That is very true.
I feel like I had a good moment with Lynn the first day of bike. We just had a fun time hanging out on the floor.
That was over 2 days ago.
Two what?
Day ago.
Okay.
Oh, he's doing that Tatooine thing again.
I don't know that we've ever had a nice moment.
You and Lynn, or Lynn and either one of us, or Lynn and all of us?
I wish we had told her to leave open comms. I wonder what they're saying.
I'm gonna make a point to have a nice moment with Lynn.
That's a good idea.
But I love watching you walk away. That's what I should have said.
No, you shouldn't have.
I should have finished.
No, that would have been gross.
Yeah, that's why you should have said it. That would be a nice moment.
No, it would be the opposite. it.
Does this conversation feel long?
No.
Does it look like anyone else at the booth is moving?
I feel like this is one of the longest conversations we've ever had
together. That is so incorrect.
We don't hang out enough.
Right?
Like just
hanging out.
Hang out.
Yeah.
We've like no agenda, no communicators.
We've been on a sprint recently. Yeah. It has been a long time since we've had a vacation.
After we leave Findar, we take a week, real time, go to the beach, and just relax.
I would
love
to go to a beach.
I know a great planet. It's a beach planet. Sunny. Beautiful.
Well, all planets only have one attribute.
Is that Zern?
No, it's Elo.
That sounds fun.
Yeah.
I would love to do that.
Elo. It's Elo. Yeah, we'll just go. It'll be lovely. It'll be lovely.
I have to remember to get some sunscreen.
Starscreen?
Starscreen.
Oh, God, I hope Starscreen's not there.
Starscreen is the least trustworthy bounty hunter in the entire galaxy.
It's true.
They're still talking. What could they be talking about?
Armor. Maybe they're talking about us. Why Maybe Lynn is saying to him, gosh, you know, there's this guy, Lena Gilo, and my crew, and we've just never had a nice moment together. And I'm going to make a point to have a nice moment together with Lena Gilo on my crew.
Well, that's a nice thought.
Does us hanging out ever pass the Bechdel test?
It cannot.
And the thing is, we rarely talk about men, you know? Usually we talk about, like, clothes or guns or...
I think it's... That's circumstantial. I think it's whenever three men are talking about anything.
Well, sure. I'm just saying. We're halfway there.
Huh? Content-wise?
Because we're not talking about men.
No, feel like there are a couple steps because people also have to be named in the conversation.
Yes. We're all named.
Yeah, but I guess...
But we're all men.
Yeah, right, I'm saying...
Three men can never get anywhere close to passing the Bechdel test.
I'm saying we're not close. We're halfway there.
No, that's close. It's a version of close.
No.
And we can't get there.
We're close. It's close if you're a pessimist, but I'm an optimist.
I think even when Lynn was talking to Zara, she was talking about us.
No. No, that can't be true. Can it?
She was.
Ooh,
she was.
No, really?
We really don't.
I feel like it's happened at least once.
Well, I think that if maybe this person selling armor was a woman, there would be the possibility of it happening. But
Whistle Pete is not a woman.
I'm saying that that's true. So I'm saying that, like, that a
but
woman...
But we're seeing it right now.
But it's still armor for a man. If they're talking about the
they
armor,
would have
they're
buying to talk armor about it, for a man.
It would have to be a scene, though. You know, and what constitutes a scene? There are a lot of, like, loose definitions that I see going back
and forth. I prefer to think of my life as a series of scenes.
That does not answer the question in the slightest.
I think that Lynn's life is also a series of scenes. So she is engaged right now in a scene talking with Whistle Pete.
Oh, no, Lynn and Jane have talked.
Lynn and Jane have talked?
Okay.
Yeah, they've...
About... me.
I think they mentioned
or
you.
Cliff.
9 times out of 10.
Does it count? Does it count? Does it count if a man is playing one of the female characters?
Of course it does not count. It's got to be two female characters.
Yeah.
So then our only options basically no.
Wait, where's Lynn?
Look, Lynn is gone. Let's sort this out and then we will go find Lynn.
No, let's find Lynn now.
It's not going to help because we're still three men.
We could find Lynn. It wouldn't pass the test.
We will never pass the test if we don't find Lynn.
Lynn,
right
now you guys need to make perception or vigilance or survival.
Oh God!
Checks to
I just remembered one time that we passed the Bechdel test and you guys weren't there, and it was a bad day for me. But I'm pretty sure we passed it then. I don't want to get into it right now.
What's the difficulty on these perceptions?
No, there's no way you did.
It's possible.
What? When Hessa said hi?
In a flashback that I had.
Well, what's the difficulty?
It is daunting.
Which is how many grays and a bling?
It's four.
Four grays.
It's daunting to find Glynn?
And one black.
Well, this is to perceive if we're passing the Bechdel test.
Okay. I can see that being the role.
Four purples. Can you give me some of those?
Four purples and a black.
Two, just two.
Jeez Louise.
Two successes and a threat.
Two threats.
Cool.
Oh, look, a giant pile of failures, and that's all that's there.
Okay, so the threat is you guys have to split up.
Oh, good.
But I saw Lynn.
Yeah, you did. You run into her.
We stopped doing this. We, like, have to go look for her.
Yeah, you have to split up. So tell me how you split up and what directions do you go?
I go to the booth. I'll go to the booth.
Okay. Back to where you headed.
I'm going behind the booth in that sort of like pedway area that they have near the bathroom.
Okay, Triss has to go on top of the booth.
No, I start to move, realize my shoe's untied, bend down and tie my shoe, and then Lynn walks up to me.
Yeah, she walks up behind you. So we'll start furthest away from that.
Hey.
Hey, you didn't happen to notice a friend of mine here a minute ago.
Who?
She's Togruta.
Oh, yeah. She was just here.
Where'd she go?
She just headed off in that direction.
Thank you very much.
Welcome.
This was a great interaction. Do you have a business card?
Yes. Here you are.
Thanks.
Whistle Pete.
Whistle Pete, huh?
Purveyor of fine armor.
This is great armor.
Thank you. I take pride in my work.
Wow. It shows. It shows. Mm-hmm. Lena Kilo, pleased to meet you.
The pleasure's all mine.
God damn it.
Have a nice
Why
day.
Did we let him be the one who went near the booth?
But as you walk off, Whistle Pete's eyes narrow. Back to...
What I mean, do we got lots of threats, so...
What do you do?
Okay, so there's a series of three people that Bacta turns around because from behind they all look like Lin.
That's like, what's the, gosh, what is, you know the blue dude that follows Palpatine around who has like those spike?
Oh, not Bib Fortuna, yes.
But that thing.
Yeah.
What is his name?
So you just keep spinning just people around?
Turning around, and they all like look just like, they like Lin, but off.
Yep.
Yeah, definitely not you. Wait a minute, here! Oh, sorry, sir. Sorry. Oh, there you are. Lin!
No.
Chagrian?
Chandrian?
Much to my chagrian.
How did I think you were Lin? And Bacta gets on his communicator. I'm having no luck over here.
I had great luck. Whistle Pete is very nice, and I got his business card, and we had a great chat.
Oh, good.
I guess we didn't really need his business card since we already did business with him, but
hey,
I have
can you guys get off the comms? I'm trying to have a conversation with Lin.
Wait,
so
wait.
Off
wait, 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 wait. Wait,
so you were saying?
So, yes.
You didn't even try calling her.
I tried really hard to get him. I, like, used the
Force?
No.
Okay.
That's not...
Only I have that.
You think you have the Force?
I know I have the Force, but let's not talk about that now, okay? What did you try to use on him?
Right, so Feminine again, Wiles. Let's get away from Zer, because I think he's on to us. I'm not quite positive.
Turn around and keep walking this way, but talk to me out of the side of your mouth. But do not look at each other. Do you understand how this works? We walk and talk.
I'm only hearing half this conversation. It's driving me nuts.
It sounds very Sorkinian.
Right. So I tried to use the passcode that Bacta set up, but it is not working. And he needs him to come pick it up in person.
Okay, hold on. We have to do this conversation much faster because we're walking faster. And Aaron Sorkin did direct this scene of the Star Wars movie.
That doesn't make any sense to me, this thing that you are saying. Okay, I will continue to talk very fast, but I don't see what the point of this is.
I don't see what the point of it is either, but we're talking fast and we're moving faster.
Oh, Lin, Triss, glad I found you.
Okay. Good. Walk with us. Talk with us.
Okay, I just talked to Whistle Pete. He was very nice. I got his business card. Do you want it?
You got Whistle Pete's business card and he was very nice? This is incongruent with the story Lin's telling me. Lin, what did you say to him?
Did you get the armor?
He was very nice, but he just said no. He couldn't give it to me.
Did he give a reason?
Yes.
Oh, good. You guys found Lin. Lin, do you have the armor?
Talk
with us. No, I don't have the armor.
I'll catch you up. Lin doesn't have the armor and we're about to find out why.
I got Whistle Pete's business card.
Is he nice?
He's very nice. We had a great talk.
He is very nice, but he needs you to come get it from him.
I say you just go.
That smells like a trap, though.
It does smell
like a trap. Sure does, but if there's one thing I know about, it's getting out of traps.
He did have it. He had it right there.
He had the armor right there? Well, it might be a trap, and we might have to risk it. And look what we did. We walked completely back in a circle. We're standing in front of his booth. Whistle Pete!
Welcome to Studio 60 on the Sunset Strip.
Lena Kilo.
Hey.
And company.
New person?
I feel like his name tag is pretty clear.
Well, he's cosplaying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Thank you. One third in a Trist Valentine lookalike contest.
Oliver.
In disguise.
You have my credits.
I do have your credits.
So are we doing this?
Yeah. Lin, could you give me more credits, please?
She hands you the credits.
And there you are.
Here you are.
I didn't even realize that he bought a thing from you when we talked before.
Oh.
That's crazy. Small world. Small con.
I guess. It's the biggest con on the planet.
Well, small planet.
Anyway. And we can trust you, Whistle Pete, to keep this transaction between the two of us.
Why would you
four
even
of us.
Say that?
Well, a lot of people are watching us do this right now.
Okay.
Loud and clear.
I feel like that's good information.
So anyway, thanks again. And we'll be seeing you.
Be seeing you.
What's this?
I turn and I walk away.
What's this hand symbol?
It's a reference to a show that you don't get.
Okay.
But it was great.
I turn around and walk back. Why do we do this?
I don't know. This feels weird.
Why don't we just not end social interaction?
Okay. Does this feel weird to you?
This thing that you're doing?
Yeah.
I don't know why
How
you
do
came
most people
up in
leave?
Such a rush to my booth.
How do most people leave your booth?
We were in the middle of a walk and talk. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
what's
could you look? Give us the over-under.
What's the SOP for leaving your booth? How do people do it? Just turn around and walk away?
I think they back away slowly.
They say goodbye.
Goodbye.
I noticed that you don't have any signs here to knock over.
But here's what happens. We keep going. Does that ever happen? When people say goodbye and then for more time they stand and talk?
It makes me feel very uncomfortable.
I'm sorry, we're leaving.
We all feel weird. Who feels weird about
this? I feel weird.
We all feel weird about this.
Yeah, we're just gonna go then.
Could you give us a signal? Well, hold on, I want to get a little more information. Could you give us a signal that people How do they do it? They say goodbye?
Yeah. Well, they're working out a signal.
You could just say goodbye.
On the count of three.
Let's do a wave.
On the count of three, we will all say goodbye and wave, and then we'll all
walk. Are we saying goodbye, and then are we waving, or are we
goodbye? 1, 2, 3, goodbye.
And then a separate three count, and then a wave.
Okay, good. 1, 2, 3, goodbye.
1, 2, 3, wave.
Spin.
Okay, and now I've spun completely around in a 360 degree.
Well, now we're facing you again.
Spin, turn, snap, rock step.
Spin, turn, snap, rocks, and we're moving.
And then grapevine.
Okay, well, that was an easy way to do that.
That was really
great. I'm so sorry for them.
Grapevine should keep you in the same place,
when we extricate ourselves from future situations, we should remember that.
This is why you really should have just given the armor to me.
Methodology.
Yeah, I don't know why he didn't do that.
Professionalism.
Why are you following us?
No, we're leaving. We're leaving. You came back.
No, we took one step.
No, but grapevine.
Technically took
the
one step.
Grapevine takes you away and brings you back.
That's no, you did. Can do a grapevine step one way. You don't have to go back the
then why
other
did
way.
We go
did.
Back? Then why did
Munching
we go back?
In.
Okay, 1, 2, 3. Goodbye.
1, 2, 3. Wave, spin, turn, rock step, grapevine. All right, now let's all leave.
Now we're back here.
Now let's all
Damn
leave.
It. How did this happen again?
Oh, okay. Gosh,
maybe
you
guys. We bed here tonight because we're not getting out of here. And we've, and yes, there's a crowd, and there's a crowd. We've drawn a crowd to us. We'll take three beds.
I mean, you understand. You understand who I work for, right?
I'm just going to get down on the ground and crawl away.
You understand.
Are these free?
No.
Do you see what I'm pointing to?
Guys.
The armor?
Guys, crawl.
Yes, it's not free.
Crawl away. Crawl away. It's working. It's working.
I get down and I start crawling away.
Okay, while we were working out that, did the boxes look nice?
The boxes.
Or is the armor the just, did you just give us naked armor?
He just gave you armor.
There's no bag?
Yeah, it's in like a protective thing.
Okay, does it have a big picture of Sneak and Two Bike on the front of it?
No, it just has Sneak and Two Bike's like...
logo.
Which is a big picture of them. Back to back. Folded arms.
Ugh.
Yeah, done in like monochrome in the corner.
I feel like a Sneak and Two Bike logo might be like a big S and then like a 2 and then a B. But I don't know why it would be that, because it's not Two Bike.
No, yeah, it's T-U-B-A-I-K.
Yeah, but I feel like maybe they'd throw a 2 in there anyway. I don't know.
I don't know. They
well,
have
how has no one ever designed a Sneak and Two Bike logo yet?
Yeah. Oof. You know what? That sounds like something that's not our fault.
That's true.
Yeah.
We can't be blamed for that.
Yeah.
Fans, you know?
We've
get
been on
it.
This planet for 4 years. And they haven't made us a Sneak and Two Bike logo.
It's been well over a year.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable.
So we got to work on a way to get... We're definitely going to be followed.
Sure.
Definitely. So
we are probably being followed right now.
What's the best place to go?
Crawl.
That's
we're already crawling, and we're crawling and talking.
I thought that we were walking by this point.
Oh, are we
walking?
Okay. Are we all standing up?
The rest stand
up.
Of you stand, thank
okay.
you.
Are we doing a walk and talk?
No.
Yeah,
No. We got into trouble last time we did that.
That's true. We ended up right back where we started.
Okay, well, let's stand right here and talk and then walk.
No, we shouldn't stand. We should be moving. We got to do a walk and talk.
No. Right. No. We can
Why don't
walk.
We go
and
to
talk without
Melissa
doing
Cabral's.
We got to go to Cabral's. I'm just saying that the exit that we take from this convention center,
sure,
we got to make sure it's to our advantage.
Okay.
Okay, we'll just flip one of these light side points we have.
Can I flip all the light side points first to do a Hard Day's Night montage?
Don't see why not.
Yeah, you can always. You can always do that.
Good to know. You're going to regret that decision.
Whereabouts are you? Are you still in the dealer's hall?
Yeah, I mean, I would like to leave. So
yeah, we're making haste.
We're approaching the exit.
Our Rando Headhunter. I believe that's the name of the ship.
No.
Rando Headhunter.
Yeah, we don't have the Rando Headhunter. You'd have to call a car.
What? No, I thought we left our rental car here.
Oh, that's right. You do have the rental cars. Two of them, right?
Yeah.
Good. Yeah, you can get to the
I mean,
cars.
I'm happy to call an Uber and get an Uber pilot involved in whatever chase is going to happen.
Actually, if we're going to a Hard Day's Night this, I want to call an Uber, have them pull up next to our rental car, and then we crawl through the Uber and get in the rental car, and then the Uber drives away while we wait in the rental car for
That's
a bit, and then we drive away.
Rad.
Stop using that word.
It's dope.
Before you leave, not the hall, you're out of the hall, make me a spot in the hall.
All right.
Or not
I
hall,
take
but.
Out a marker and just push it into the carpet.
Probably about as useful how, as you making.
How difficult is it?
How many difficult, admit?
Three.
Oh, hell yeah.
Two successes and two threats.
A triumph and an advantage.
Two failures and an advantage.
Cool. So, Lenik, what do you see? We'll start with the failure. What fun things do you see?
I just see like a movie poster for a movie that I'm excited about.
Oh, yeah.
Like a
What's
movie.
It called?
It's the movie version of Love on an Alien World.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Did they retitle it?
So it's Love on an Alien World and Dusk on an Alien World. They combined it into
Lost on an Alien World.
Is it Pitt Bratto?
It's Pitt Bratto and Keira Knight Sisterly.
Ouch.
Why would it be that?
Oh, nice. But also Kristen Chenoweth.
It's just actually Kristen Chenoweth.
What if all of our celebrity names were like weird puns in some alien dialect? Some ironic pun.
I hope they are.
It'd be the
aliens
best.
Are like, Marlon Brando?
For real?
Are you
For
kidding real? Me? Wait, you call it rhythmic R&B? For serious? Okay, yeah, I'd love some rhythmic R&B in my ears, I guess.
Yes, one sandwich to eat. Please, I'd love to eat one sandwich. What is happening on this planet? Oh, you're backwards. Anyway, we come bringing war.
Yeah, so I'm just checking out the movie poster.
Cool. Bappa, you see Vuvu Valentine, who's currently in an argument with Bosk, off to the side on some line. Cheers. For a panel, I think.
Oh, what's a panel?
Something on bolo usage.
Like the ties?
No. No, the weapon.
Oh, not familiar.
And you see Ava, who's in a stealth suit, sneak into a closet and close the door down the line in a pretty abandoned hallway as you guys are making your way out.
So Ava go into a closet?
Yeah. I see Vuvu, and she's arguing with Bosk.
They're making a movie of Dusk on an Alien World and Love on an Alien World, and they're putting it in one movie.
What's that called? Doesn't seem like it's going to work. That's too much.
Love and Dusk on an Alien Planet.
Yeah. Ugh. Who's it starring?
Pitt Bratto.
Okay.
And Keira Knight Sisterly.
Okay.
And Kristen Chenoweth.
Ugh. She just feels excessive.
I know. Like, what? It's not even a musical. Like, what's her deal? What's her deal for real?
She's the one that's the, like, high voice. Yeah?
Yeah.
She's really short.
But, like, Trist why do I know who she is, though?
I don't know.
I'm, like, not into any of the stuff that she does, but I just know who she is.
My thing with books that turn into movies, shouldn't they, like, only use one book, right?
But you'd think they'd split each book up into two movies because that's the trend right now.
I wonder what they're arguing about. Probably bolo usage.
Shouldn't she be getting out of here? That's my thing. Because isn't she the one who's supposed to make the trade-off tonight?
Vuvu?
Yeah.
Valentine?
I could give her a call.
Yeah, you could do that.
I'll just send her a text. You should probably leave soon. What emoticon should I use?
Do you normally use emoticons?
Linux, you're an expert at this.
I am.
What emoticon should I use?
100.
100. And sit.
You see her get the text, look at it, respond, and send. You get it. New com who dis.
Okay, Lenik, you're an expert at this.
Yeah, I am.
How do I interpret this?
I think she got a new com and she wants to know who this is.
Oh, okay. Notorious.
No.
No.
Okay.
How about Bacta?
Bacta.
Winky face.
No winky face.
No winky face. Winky face.
I don't know. Is winky face you?
Not really.
How about Bacta eggplant sweat drops?
No. That's definitely not Bacta.
Well, like eggplant stuff.
How about just back to smile, just a regular old smiley face, and then the peace sign.
Good one. Sit.
Okay. I thought you were good at this.
Yeah, we'll see. Expert. We'll see what happens when she sends this back.
Okay. We see her get it, nod, and pocket her phone, and then go back to arguing with Boss.
Looks like she got it.
Yeah.
Okay. So she's safe, and we don't need to worry about it.
Where's Trist?
Where is Trist?
Valentine?
We should probably look for him.
Let's split up.
No! I'm going to call him on the comms.
He turned it off.
Maybe he turned it back on. I tried Trist. It's his ring back. What a boring ring back.
Why does he have a ring back
phone? I don't know.
I saw...
He pays $8.99 a month to have that, too, which is insane.
A month?
A month!
That's the worst.
Hello?
Hey, Trist.
This is Trist.
This is Lenik Kilo from the Minok.
What can I help you with, Lenik?
Where are you?
Where am I now?
Yeah.
Just kidding, this is my voicemail. Leave a message, you know what to do.
Beep!
Hey. The voicemail box of Trist Valentine. is full. Goodbye.
Okay, well, he probably just went to the airspeeder, right?
We can't be sure.
I mean, he just dressed like him.
But he's dressed like someone dressed like
grabbed.
Him. Did we know that he saw Ava?
No.
Okay. Yes, he did. He said that before he left.
Mm-mm.
No, he didn't tell any of you.
So he's in the closet with Ava.
Yes, but he didn't tell you. You have no idea.
Yeah, but we know.
But you're still worried. So you don't know, Bacta.
That's not how games work.
You can't metagame, buddy. You have to search for your friend because you're worried about him.
We can metagame this, though, right?
Are there any closets he might be having sex in?
If our players have knowledge that our characters don't, we should know it as
the
characters, right?
We should just know it, yeah. Nope, we gotta worry and we gotta search around. And we gotta get into trouble while we're doing that.
I'm just gonna keep calling him because then maybe at least I'll hear the buzz of his communicator.
Okay, but don't call him... Don't call him by his name while you're doing that.
Oh, what's his code name right now? Is he going to remember that?
Cinnamon.
Cinnamon Rex? Cinnamon Rex!
Actually, a lot of people are looking for Cinnamon Rex right now. So
a bunch of dogs run up to you.
Yes, thinking about it, Cinnamon Rex is the name of the person that Snake and Two-Bike are after. So, gosh.
Also, I have not used that name since we came. My badge is Visitor and we haven't used a name for me.
So is there something else we can call him?
I've got tons of code names.
Yeah, but was he Ted Danson?
Trist was Ted Danson. He was also...
Dance Danson?
He's also...
I feel like we
Mark
said that.
Who is Mark Hamill?
Or
Mark Hamill.
Harrison or one of those,
no,
right?
No, always Harrison.
I was Mark...
So he's Mark
Trist
Hamill.
Trist was Mark Hamill.
No one would remember that. I don't remember that.
Well, I just remembered it. So you can use it.
Three of the four of us remembered it.
Guys, that's ridiculous.
When we went to Monk's space station that one time, he went by Elaine.
Also, you can just use... Ted Danson.
Sure, I called Ted Danson.
Okay.
Excuse me, I'm Ted Danson.
Hey, yeah, do you know where my friend Trist is?
Oh, this conversation is bored to death. Can we cut to the closet?
Yeah, sure. Go for it.
Trist, as they're like talking about his sister and sending a text, he just kind of like moves aside from them, goes over to that closet, opens the door very quickly, and slips inside.
I'm not done yet. It's going to take like probably, I'm going to say 2 hours, kiddo.
Finish up. I like to watch.
Hey.
Ava?
Valentine?
Funny seeing you in this closet.
What are you doing here?
I come here to cry. Of course I don't.
Yeah,
I watched
okay.
You come in here.
Right.
Do I see what she has in her hands?
Yeah, she has a Wessex head screwdriver.
A Wessex head screwdriver?
Mm-hmm.
And is she screwdriving anything?
Yes, the wall.
She's screwdriving the wall.
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing?
I don't see how that's any of your business.
Well, seeing as you picked one of the more boring things in here to screw. Anyway, it's none of my business. That's true. I was just asking.
Yeah, I'm working.
Working for you? Or working for...
No, not for me. I'm doing something boring. Something I don't even want to be doing right now.
You wouldn't happen to be doing anything that's, endangering the life of my friend Nemo, would you?
No. But actually, I've been wanting to talk to you about that. Not
I've
you.
I've been wanting to talk to you about that.
Okay.
So, Zero's here after Nemo.
Well, he's not here after Nemo, but he's, actually, hold on a second. Can you lock that? He might be coming here and I don't
know. I always lock a door when I come in. Surprise, you don't.
I was expecting Zero.
Oh, Criff. He's coming in here?
Not for a little while.
Okay.
And she takes out a device from... She has, like, a semi-technical thing on her arm. And she takes out what is clearly, like, a debugging thing and puts it down. So how important to Lenik is that Nemo guy?
Lenik loves Nemo. Very, very important. Why do you want him?
I don't want him at all.
Why does the Empire want him?
Okay, that's more complicated. So he writes these books that have been stirring up rebellion sentiments?
Sure.
They want him dead, and they want to start, I think, writing in his name is basically what they want to start doing.
Makes sense. That's what I would do.
So they're going to do that, one way or another, in time, and Zero's very good at getting his man.
Even if they don't kill Nemo, they can just start writing as the fake Nemo, right?
So that's what I think we could work out, because I don't need Tamlin anymore destabilized, and...
Oh man, I was really hoping you would stop it. I don't need Tamlin anymore. Wouldn't that be great if that was the end of our conversation?
Not gonna happen, kiddo.
I know. Well, yeah, I know. Just saying, wouldn't it be great?
So I was thinking a way to get
zero off of this whole thing is if we let me take over the whole Nemo thing. If we
mean you take over the whole Nemo thing?
Right.
Will Zero even let that happen?
Perhaps. He hasn't had a lot of luck since he started palling around with all of you guys. It conflicts too much with our various interests.
Sure. Be straight with me. Do you even care if Nemo lives or dies?
I care about him living at this point.
Why?
Because, as I was just saying, I care about Tamlin's environment not being too rattled, and I think that Lenik taking another hit would be bad right now.
Another hit?
Yeah, he's not doing too well.
When did he take a hit? His hand?
I guess. But haven't you noticed that he's kind of shaky?
Yeah, but we got a new hand for him.
That's not going to fix the problem.
Okay, well, this is the first I'm hearing of that. I don't know why we spent so much time getting him a new hand if it wasn't going to fix the problem.
I feel like maybe years of therapy are going to fix the problem. I mean, you can't feel people in the Force, I get that. But if you can't tell something's wrong with your friend, then...
I can tell something's wrong with my friend. To be clear, I knew something was wrong with Lenik. I thought we fixed it with the hand.
I think it's a little more deep-seated than just his hand.
Well, no offense, but I think I know my friend.
Okay, you don't need to get snippy with me.
I feel like you're bringing all this snippiness out of me.
Fine.
I'm not a snippy person.
Yes, you are a bit of a snippy person.
Okay, well, if I am, that's for good reason. If I'm snippy, it's how society made me. Let me ask you this.
What?
What if we were to fake Nemo's death?
That's exactly what I'm trying to get at right now.
Well, then why did I have to be the one to say it? Okay, we're both getting snippy. I feel like we're both getting snippy.
I want to just put a magical tracker on him.
You want to put a magical tracker on him?
Yes, so that I know where he is, so that there's insurance on this. If he stops writing under the name of Nemoidian Sparks, you have to stick with me here. He can keep writing. He can keep writing under a different name.
Okay.
And then the Empire can do their whole thing. He stays alive.
But the Empire's whole thing is ruining and discrediting him.
Yeah, that's going to happen either way.
True.
So if he stays alive and keeps writing those books... under a different name, everybody wins.
Why do you need to know where he is?
If he starts writing under his name again or starts throwing a fit, I actually come kill him. I need that.
I feel like that's just you wanting to come kill him. I don't want to give you that.
No, I don't want to come kill him.
But
I
want
him
to have the option to come kill him.
I need the option to come kill him. Because otherwise, if I don't know that things are going to be fine, someone like Zero is going to come and bust through your guys' lives.
Okay, well, you've made your case. That's all any of us can ask of each other. I've heard your terms, and I will bring them to Nemo. If he feels comfortable knowing that you can come kill him... at any time, we will go that route.
But he can rest easy knowing that the Empire's off his back. He can keep writing.
I don't think anyone can ever rest knowing that someone who wants to come kill them...
I don't want to come kill him.
But you want the option! Do you get that? Do you get the distinction? You want the option!
No, I want the insurance.
What about this? I give you a magical tracker that you can put on me. If you ever want to find Nemo, all you have to do is come find me, torture it out of me.
No. And how do you know that I don't already have a magical tracker on you?
I don't, and I was really hoping to fish that out.
I haven't given it to you either way.
Yeah, but I feel like maybe I do have one on me.
I don't think you know.
I know that I don't know, but also I feel like there's kind of this Force Awakening going on inside of me right now, and pretty soon I'm going to be able to...
Okay.
Pretty soon I'm going to... I'm assuming you were laughing at something you remembered from earlier. Pretty soon I'm going to be able to figure that out, so I don't think it's going to be a big problem.
That's cute.
I mean, are we doing this?
I don't know. I got time.
I mean, how much time? Doesn't matter. The thrill makes it hotter. Trist lunges at Ava.
And we see transition. So where are you guys?
I'm in a barrel, and I, like, stick my head out of the barrel, and it's a barrel of cotton candy, and then I slurp my tongue around my face to clear all the cotton candy out.
Bacta makes a big sandwich. And Lenik eats out the inside of the sandwich.
Are the three of you guys together? You shouldn't be. Oh, no.
The way you made the sandwich was like you're shuffling cards. Like you go with the meat and the bread.
Oh, no.
I think we see Trist at the end of a hallway. We run up to him. When we get the end of the hallway round the corner, it's a cosplay competition. And dozens of Trist Valentines are taking a picture together.
And then the hallway has a bunch of doors for all the different... There are like green rooms for the competition and the actual competition room. And we're checking each person. And they're like filing in and out of the doors. And we're going through all the doors looking for Trist.
We're chasing after a Trist. And then at one point, a Trist comes and chases after us.
Oh, guys.
We run.
Excuse me, gentlemen.
The Harlem Globetrotters.
That was clearly a Trist cosplayer.
What do all of you want?
We have a big basketball match.
Oh, my
Well, what can we do to help?
Well, we couldn't help but notice that you look like basketball judges. Do you think you two would be interested in judging our basketball match?
It's been so long since we've judged basketball.
I would love to. Who are you playing against?
The Washington Nationals.
Generals.
Bingo. Generals.
Oh, dang.
I was so close.
It's Star Wars, so it's the Washington Moffs.
Yeah. The Washington Moffs.
Washington Moffs?
Yes.
The Coruscant Moffs.
We're playing the Coruscant Moffs. What do you say, fellas? Interested?
Sure. On one condition.
Sure.
You help us find our friend.
No deal.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Oh, heavens.
Excuse me, gentlemen. You look like two fun-loving guys.
Oh, bless you all.
As they are searching around for Trist in that Trist convention, a Trist walks up to them. We ready to leave?
Batman and Robin.
A Trist walks up to you guys.
It's not a good costume.
why did you just say that?
Sorry, I was thinking of...
Where have you been?
Where have I been?
Yeah, where have you been?
What do you think I've been?
We've been looking for you all over the place.
Yeah, I'm here now.
Okay.
Well, you've been looking for me and I found you.
Well, let's go.
Also, turn your communicators on.
Our communicators are on.
Yeah, you turn yours on.
Mine's off. Okay. Well, either way, I couldn't have called you. Am I wrong on that?
No.
No,
yeah, you're very wrong.
I turned my communicator on. Well, now we're all able to talk again.
Okay.
Okay, let's just go to the speeder. Then go to the doctor.
You should clear out your voicemail, by the way. Your mailbox is full.
I don't know how. I don't know the password.
It's probably 0000.
I tried that.
1234?
No, it worked.
Call the comm provider.
You do know
just
how to do that.
Call the comm provider.
What's that?
Call the comm provider.
It's an automated system.
Yeah.
Say representative.
Representative.
Not now, when you're on the phone.
Oh, I'm on the phone. I'm always, it's a comm. I'm always on the phone. I also have something very important to tell you guys.
Yeah.
What's it?
Not here.
Okay.
That was
okay.
It.
Oh. What?
What?
No, I'm just saying we can't talk about it here. Okay. Are we ready to go?
Let's go to the speeder. We go to the speeder?
All right,
Lynn?
Sure.
Oh, hey, Lynn.
What happened to your name tag?
Trist is wearing way less and like...
Yeah.
You notice the name tag's not there, but also just like he's not at all like tucked in or put together. I lost it.
Where'd you lose it? How'd you lose it?
Fell off.
What are you not telling us?
What happened? Something happened to you.
No, I did not get mugged. Let's leave now.
Okay, let's go to the speeder.
Can we do the Hard Day's Night thing, though? If people are looking for us, I feel like it's not a bad idea.
I love that idea.
I don't think we have enough light side points anymore.
What?
We only have 5.
Oh, yeah, it does take 6.
It takes 6.
No, not the whole
Hard
Day's Night thing.
Not the whole sequence.
Just the escape thing. I just want to call an Uber and make it look like we get in the Uber and drive away.
That's what we do.
Yeah, that's the Hard Day's Night thing.
But yeah, that's only one.
Got it.
How is that flipping a light side point to call an Uber and then crawl through it?
Huh?
Hey, it just is. That's the mechanics. In the game, one of the main examples of using a light side point is calling an Uber and then crawling through it.
And then the princess says, a Hard Day's Night thing.
Mm-hmm.
That is using a resource, unless you want to use money, but you don't have money anymore.
Okay.
Does it work?
Yeah, that's a good use of getting people who could have been watching you off of your backs.
Trist starts driving the rental car. And turns the radio on loud to cover maybe any potential bugs. Bugs are a thing. So I ran into Ava.
I can't hear you.
What?
The music's too loud.
Music off. That was good while it lasted. I ran into Ava.
Arik?
Oh.
Hold on. Trist stops the car. Trist opens the door that Bacta is next to. Get out. Get out and walk.
No.
Get out and walk.
Why are you making it?
Don't make me punch you.
Ava. Ava Arik?
Yeah.
That's her name.
Yeah, but what other Avas do we know?
I know, like, 5, maybe?
I know 8 Avas.
Really?
Yes.
Is that common of a name?
Yes. I know 8 Avas.
How many Avas do you know?
Well, I don't know this one. So
I was in elementary school.
Oh, she knocked you out.
I was in elementary school with, like, 3 Avas.
You know what? That's what I was talking about.
I
shut the door and I started driving. I met the Ava that Lena went to elementary school with.
Ava Daniels? How's she?
She's good. She's great. She's a mother now.
I heard she had kids.
Kid.
Just one?
Just one.
Oh, maybe I was thinking of Ava Williams.
You know what? That's who I ran into.
Oh, how are her kids?
Great. 3 little boys.
Oh, that's great.
Mm-hmm. Good for her.
He's being sarcastic.
No.
Oh, it's not good for her?
No, it's not.
The kids aren't doing well?
Kids are doing great. Ava, not good for her, though.
How come?
3 C-sections.
Oh.
Yeah.
I heard they were triplets. Why'd they have to do 3?
Doctor's messed up.
Two times?
Two times. Sewed it back up.
Are you
it up
done
again.
With this? Are you done with this bit?
I don't know. Am I?
Well, I want to know how my friend Ava Arik is.
Yeah, okay.
I want to know Ava Arik.
Yeah,
why
we get
you
it.
Say so?
You know what? It's my fault. I should have specified. And I didn't.
What?
I should have specified.
Oh my gosh.
I should have specified.
I know that you haven't only seen that word written, so.
No, I've only
heard
it.
That's on you.
I've only heard it.
Specified is on you.
I've only ever heard it mispronounced.
So you know you said it wrong.
I do now, from the way you're all reacting.
What did she say? Did she say something?
Did she ask
do
about
something?
Me. Did she ask about me?
No, she didn't ask about you. Of course she said and did something. Why would I be bringing it up if I met Ava Arik and she said and did nothing?
It's important for us to know that.
That's a weird thing, too.
She's trying to kill us.
I met a
She's trying to steal a baby boy.
She's actually not right now. And Zero is not kind of actively trying to kill Nomoidian.
Sparks?
I stopped the car.
Please stop. Please stop. How about
7, 6?
Do you want me to drive? I can drive. 4.
No, I'm going to drive.
Okay.
10, 9.
Do you have to start over every time?
No, please, Leenik.
I do.
10. Please,
Leenik. 9, 8.
Back to
7, 6. 5, 4, 3.
I punch him and knock him out. No.
2, 1. I ran into Ava Arik. She told me that Zero, no last name, is not actively trying to kill Nemoidian Sparks. He has been ordered to silence Nemoidian Sparks from writing any more novels. What the Empire is going to do is they are going to start writing Nemoidian Sparks novels for him in his place that have less of a revolutionary feel to them. He's inspiring the revolt, rebels, and so they're putting an end to that. Now, what Ava proposed is that we put a tracker on Nemoidian and then fake his death.
What?
Listen, hear me out.
Okay.
You're not going to like it.
I don't like it already.
Hold on. Hear me out. So that Ava can know where he is, if he decides to start writing as Nemoidian Sparks again, she can come kill him.
That makes no sense.
A lot worse.
This is my thought, but I stopped arguing with her because I had a moment of clarity. If Ava ever wants to try to come and kill Nemoidian Sparks, we have set up, inherently, a trap to get Ava to a certain place.
Unless Nemoidian Sparks goes somewhere else,
But as long as he knows about it, maybe the Kyber crystals can use this as a trap. Maybe we can use this as a trap. Either way, the double blind is we know that she knows that we know.
I don't know if that's a double blind, but I like where your head's at.
It's at least treachery.
I feel like that's good.
It's at least
treacherous.
Minor treachery.
That's some skullduggery.
But the other thing is, Ava's going to do what she wants to do anyway, okay? If we work with her, putting that in quotes.
How come?
Because I have a hand and I can do it.
Oh.
Well, you asked, so I thought it'd be mean.
Why, though?
I know, because I'm driving and it didn't make sense to take this hand off the wheel. It's dangerous.
If you have the choice to be mean or not be mean, why would you choose to be mean?
I wonder, did I have the choice?
You did. I feel like...
Look, that's a conversation for the philosophers, okay? Wiser minds than us will ponder that question into the oblivion. But for now, shut your stupid mouth and listen to what I'm saying.
See, that was... You just didn't need
it's
to.
It's just unnecessary. It's over the line. Really...
I think...
You're very snippy right now.
Yeah.
Huh. Maybe I am snippy.
Yeah, you are.
Wow. Huh. Okay, I accept that. But back to the plan. Do you think Nemoidian will go for it?
Probably not.
Yeah, I feel like no. Who would?
He wouldn't. Yeah, why would you want a tracker on you?
Then we have to trick him.
What if?
I don't think he's going to want to give up writing under his name.
Yeah,
I don't think he's going to want to do that anyway, but he's going to have to do that.
Guys, I've got it. I will pose as Nemoidian Spark and get the tracker put on me.
No, because then the tracker's near Tamblin, and we can't have that.
I don't understand why she wants to do this.
We also don't know that
this plan doesn't make any sense.
We also don't know that we don't already have trackers on us.
Also, whether we do or not, she 100% knows where Tamlin is all the time because of weird force stuff.
No, the weird force stuff doesn't work on a ship.
It's because we got the lizards.
Because we've got a big pile of lizards.
So maybe the lizards keep whatever magical tracker she has from working on us as well.
Did she say it was a magical tracker?
She definitely used the word magical tracker.
That's weird, but okay.
Wait a minute. No, when Ava infiltrated our ship, she put together this list on a holopad of all these weird magical things that Tamlin was apparently doing.
Okay.
And if he could do those on the ship, then it doesn't work. Then the lizards don't stop magic.
They don't stop it from existing, but they hide it. Because I know that for a fact that when Tamlin stitched those things into all of our clothes, we were off the ship and away from Tamlin when they really worked. So maybe he can make up on the ship, but they're just hidden. Like a cloaking field.
It seems like a big gamble to take. It seems like we do have to talk Nemo out of using Nemo as the name. and he's got to use a different name just to get the Empire off of his back.
That seems like an easy sell.
I feel like that should be a really easy sell.
I think we can make that sell. My thing is that we don't tell him about the other part. And we do have to fake his death. We have to do that.
I just don't know why Avo needs this magical tracker. It doesn't make any sense. She's already like planning on just letting him go.
Sure.
Have you tried talking to her about it?
Yeah, we talked.
Did she say, give any indication why she wants to do this in the first place?
She said that she was going to keep this tracker on him because it's the only way that she can be sure that she can find him again should he go back to writing.
No, I mean like the plan. It seems kind of like risky for her, right?
What do you mean?
Yeah, Alva doesn't seem, and maybe this is a thing that we've all separately, except for Lynn, had conversations with Alva on bike, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if Lynn had had a conversation with Alva, that would have passed some sort of
test. Lynn, did you have a
test.
Conversation with Alva?
No.
Was it about us?
We've never really met. Also, is saying on bike a thing? It feels like everybody's saying, like, do
at
something
bike.
On bike instead of at bike.
Prepositions are different on bike.
Okay. I can accept that. But no, Ava and I have never spoken.
Okay, did she seem keen?
I feel like it would be really linguistically difficult for some people.
It would be.
From an accent perspective.
Sure.
From a voice thing, it would just be tricky.
I would love to hear it.
I'm sure many people would.
Okay, but just saying, leave it open, maybe a conversation.
Probably not going to happen.
Okay, would you? Did you kiss Ava?
No.
No. Wait, me?
Did you kiss Ava?
No. Huh. I did not.
Okay. Back to the point. Ava didn't seem really keen on the Empire when I talked to her.
No, definitely not.
I don't think she likes her job very much.
I got that vibe too.
Yeah.
Nobody likes their job.
That's why it's called a job and not a hobby.
Yeah, she was selling it to me as some sort of tragic sob story that, I'm trapped in the Empire.
Yeah, sure.
I really feel like she wants to get out of the Empire.
But she can't.
But exactly. She thinks she can't.
Sure.
And the helping with Nemo, you think, is a way out of that?
I feel like helping with Nemo is a revolutionary act. You know, she's just trying to stick it to him.
But why would you? I don't know.
Look, we could spend
all day
guessing.
Did she say
guessing
why she didn't want Nemo to die?
Well, yeah, I mean, technically she said that she thought that that would be rough on Lenik, which would in turn be rough on Tamlin. And I think
that
she primarily cares that Tamlin
well,
is okay.
But she did mention me, and you said she didn't. You said she didn't mention me, but she did, so.
Yeah, I guess she did mention you.
Okay.
Yeah, that's, if that's
she also said that you're going
Tamlin
through something, maybe?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, you. You are definitely going through something.
Yeah, bike.
Oh, thank God we're talking about this.
No.
Yeah, we're
thank
all
the force.
We're all through bike. Yeah, it's
Lenik
not a big deal.
Is going through something emotionally traumatic.
Yeah, bike is like a weird thing, okay?
And everyone in this car is
going
someone
through
who loves you and
and
would like
hey,
to
thank
help
you for your concern.
Through.
I've got my hand now. Everything's fine.
This is my point. That's what I said. You lose something, you get a replacement thing. You're fine.
Gosh.
I would love to talk about this more, but we are at the veterinary clinic, and we've got a tight schedule to keep today.
This is true.
You sure you're okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
I'm fine.
I trust you.
Okay, thank then you. Stop asking me questions.
Are you okay? I thought you were fine, but if you're not...
No, I am fine. I said I was fine.
Yeah, it's just you don't normally say you're fine out of the blue as though you're not fine.
In the rearview mirror, you're looking directly at me.
No, I was looking at Lenik.
Well, okay, but I have to keep my eyes everywhere because I'm driving.
Yeah. Just, you're fine?
Yeah.
Like, really? We're
going to come... What are you getting at?
Okay, we're
yes,
gonna...
Ava and I had sex. Yes, we didn't kiss once. Yes, maybe now thinking about that, that's weird how we didn't.
But that's a you thing, right?
Honestly, I'm thinking it's kind of a her thing. Yeah. Or it's an us thing. It's an us thing.
We can talk about this later, I guess. You're fine. You are fine.
Yes.
Okay.
He's not fine.
And if anyone wants to talk about how Ava and I had sex later, I'm happy to do that.
Let's go get our dog.
Our who?
Son.
Oh.
No. Let's go set one thing right. Melissa and Chuck.
End of episode. Now, how about a Dear My Knock letter? Dear Bacta, I'm successful with the position of great power and responsibility. I owe it all to my employer, a man who I've always looked to as a father. Lately, I've been feeling underappreciated, and I'm starting to wonder if he even really cares about me at all. I've given up so much for him in the past, and now that my own son has come back into my life, I feel like I'm being asked to sacrifice him for my work. Should I keep on the path to my success and deny the relationship with my son, or turn my back on my responsibilities and the man who has practically raised me? Signed, despairing visibly.
Well, I don't think that should have to be an ultimatum. I mean, if this person truly cares for you, if they raised you, then, you know, you gotta talk to them and tell them that your relationship with your son is important.
I mean, right?
Nothing's more important than my relationship with my son. Nothing. Nothing.
Oh, boy. Okay. Well, but those family emotions can be very healthy.
Yeah, and, thank you.
And prioritizing them is good, and the people around you should work to support the fact that you care so deeply.
Okay. Agreed. Trist?
Pass. Don't have a son. Dad's okay. Dead. Pass.
Okay. Okay.
If you had to pick one of us that's a better dad.
Am I included?
No. It's between back then and me. Which one of us is a better dad?
Wow.
This seems
I only am
harmful.
Stumped. I have never had to consider this.
You should probably not answer.
Put me in the scenario. Am I dead in the scenario?
Don't answer. Don't answer.
No, you're not dead.
But I'm not a father.
Well, you're an uncle.
This
okay.
is like a marry kill situation. And by marry kill, I mean marry vape kill. Don't do it.
Criff.
Marry criff kill?
Marry vape kill. Don't...
Vape?
Yes.
Well, you turn someone into a juice and you
no.
smoke them.
Vape is a word for, is the in-universe word for
Really?
Yes.
Dang.
Wait.
Okay, wait a minute.
So
wait a
you
minute.
Have
I've been tapping on this whole time.
Like
so my vape lord
tattoo
that you made me get, Lenik, you knew what that meant?
Yeah.
I have a vape lord neck tattoo.
Yeah. It looks cool.
It is
it cool.
cool. I'm not mad. This is awesome. Yeah. This is better news.
You're welcome. I knew you'd like it.
I figured that would be the thing that you'd wanted it to say.
Yeah, because I don't smoke. But apparently, I vape.
According to the back of your neck, that is true.
Okay, so, I'm still alive, but I'm just an uncle capacity. And yeah. I have to pick which one of you is the best father?
Yeah.
So, are you no longer uncles?
Okay, wait a minute. I've got a clarifying question. Best father to who?
Our sons. Who is raising their son better? Am I raising Tony better? Or is Bacta raising Tamlin better?
How can Bacta be Tamlin's uncle and his father?
I feel like some basic premises are not getting across to him about this question.
And who to mommy is?
And I also don't know why you're trying to ask this question. It feels like emotionally baiting and hurtful.
I think you just answered the question.
Right? Also, it's not an even comparison.
Wait a minute. Why are you trying to do that?
What? What do you mean?
Why are you trying to be hurtful?
It's just hard sometimes.
What's hard?
To be a dad, and I just want some validation, okay? And the only way to get validation is for someone else to be put down.
Where did you learn that?
Lynn points to the Fleek and Blast board.
That's different. That's way different, because when we put someone on Blast, it's for doing something wrong.
But what about on Fleek? No one can be on Fleek unless somebody is on Blast.
It's okay, it's not a good board, but it is a fun way to incorporate accessories.
Well, there's also this cross-stitch that we hung on the wall that says, the only way to be validated is for someone else to be put down.
Okay.
We all signed it.
A lot of really...
In cross-stitch.
Yeah. It took a long time. Like, there was a lot of time to think about it, you know?
I really feel like we did that because we needed to cross-stitch, because we needed something to do, and that we spend a lot of time around each other, and we don't interact in the most healthy way, and that is not good example for Tamlin.
Yes, it is almost as if the things that are funny are not always productive and helpful emotionally.
That's a cross-stitch we have, too.
We gave up on that one, though, so it's blank. There's a line.
It's just the pattern.
Lenik.
Yeah.
Great.
No, I was making my selection.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, we got it. We got it.
Cool.
See, yeah. And now Bacta's sad. So great. Good job.
All right. Well, I'm validated. Guess that cross-stitch came in handy. The first one, not the second one.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode of Campaign. The Crew of the Minock will be back again next Wednesday. Before I leave you, first, let me tell you about one of our affiliates. Blurry Photos humorously sheds light on the shadowy topics of the world. From cryptozoology and the paranormal to conspiracies and the unexplained, David and David want you to learn something weird. The Campaign Podcast is a One-Shot Podcast Network production and a joint presentation by Paracosm Press and Peaches and Hot Sauce. Peaches and Hot Sauce is a Chicago-based comedy network with great videos, podcasts, and live shows for you to enjoy at peachesandhotsauce.com. Bacta is performed by James D'Amato, who can be found on Twitter at OneShotRPG. Or on his podcast, The One Shot Podcast. Trist Valentine is performed by John Patrick Cohen, who can be found on Twitter at JPSoFly, or on stage with Devil's Daughter at IO Chicago. Lenik Gilo is performed by Johnny O'Mara, who can be found on Twitter at Johnny and Briefs, or on his podcast, Dilettante Ball, or on stage with Houndstooth at the Bughouse Theater. I'm Kat Cool, and I can be found on Twitter at WolvesAreCool, with cool spelled like my last name, K-U-H-L, or at @CampaignPod for the show.
The Star Wars Edge of the Empire, Age of Rebellion, and Force and Destiny role-playing games belong to Lucas Books and Fantasy Flight Games. Finally, all music on the show is performed by the Snowdens of Yesteryear, who can be found at thesnowdensofyesteryear.com or on Spotify, iTunes, and most streaming music services. Until next time,
peace is a lie. There is only passion.